And in this special episode of How Will You Feed, we're going to go for a little wireless fun. Practice is underway, and there's a whole throng down there for us to select from today. So let's see if we can raise Cobra with a wireless microphone down on the field. Cobra, do you have us?
I have you, but let me ask you this. Do you have me?
No.
Actually, we do. We copy loud and clear.
I lied. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you guys sound magical.
Yeah, you're looking magical.
Oh, you can see me?
You're feeling magical, too.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Well, it is crowded down here. It's Friday. People are off work. They're having a good time. You know what they could use here? And I guess it's probably illegal, but it seems like they could use, like, a bar. Is that too much to ask? Maybe a bar? Oh.
I pressed the bar.
Yeah, you know? It's probably too much to ask, but...
A keg? What's wrong with a keg? Would these people have more fun with a keg?
Don't think they haven't thought of this already.
They could make money, Mike.
Yes, and are trying to scheme ways to get this done.
This has got to be some sort of legal thing where they can't pass it through, but we'll see. Well, there's some very interesting people here, all wearing cowboy gear, and I think I'm going to talk to a few of them as one young lady just wandered up here. Hello, madam. What's your name?
My name is Carrie Ray.
Hi, Carrie Ray. What are you from here or Dallas or what?
I am actually from Western Oklahoma.
Western Oklahoma. The rare Western Oklahoma. What town?
I live at Foss Lake, which is just between the towns of Elk City and Clinton in Oklahoma.
Ah, Elk City and Clinton. Are you familiar with Wewoka?
Vaguely, yes, I am.
Hey, that's my peeps.
Ah, really?
Yeah, so what are you doing out here?
I travel to training camp every year. I used to travel to San Antonio, and I've been to California the last 4 years. So
you're a big cowboy nut?
I am a big cowboy nut. My grandfather, years and years ago, raised me on Roger Staubach, and my grandfather actually passed away at halftime of a Cowboys game, watching a Cowboys
a
game.
Daddy?
So I promised my grandmother I'd carry
Stripping?
The tradition on. I bought him a paper brick at the stadium, bought myself one, and I have followed the team religiously, honestly, since then.
Okay, that was a good story. So how do you fund this? How do you what do you do for a living?
Well, actually, I teach school, and I continue to teach school to fund my cabin.
No, that's good.
Now, is this your own solo habit, or is there a man involved?
There's a man at home working, actually, so that's a backup plan, actually.
Wait a minute. You're solo?
I have a daughter, 16, who's here. She's wandering around somewhere. But
wandering. She bored?
Oh. No, actually, she's with some people.
You ever seen
work,
Kiss
actually.
Live?
She's vague. Doing some work.
Yeah, she's selling some towels and some things.
Ask her if she's ever been to a Kiss concert. Live?
Have you ever seen Kiss live?
Have I seen Kiss? No, but I have tickets to Def Leppard in a week.
Oh, how about that? A Def Leppard fan. Now, when did you get out? Did you grow up in that little Oklahoma hamlet?
Do you think I am? Yes, I graduated in '86.
What's your favorite Def Leppard song?
Does she know where Altus is?
Favorite Def Leppard album?
Hysteria.
That's a stripper album.
Okay. Drugs? Take a lot of drugs?
No, never. Not once in my lifetime have I taken
drugs. Was she going to wear jeans to the Def Leppard show with rhinestones on the ass?
Okay, just alcohol? You will
lots,
get boozy, won't
right?
you?
Lots. Well,
maybe some wines at night?
Ask her when she
like
quit stripping.
So.
Well, wine.
Liquor's quicker.
Okay, yes, liquor is quicker.
Not too much wine. Give me a good margarita.
Attire for the Def Leppard show.
Yeah.
What is the attire for the Def Leppard show?
My old Def Leppard old concert.
You're going to wear an old Def Leppard shirt.
I sure am. This is like my fifth
Jeans with rhinestones
concert.
On the ass.
The front row twice.
Jeans with rhinestone on the bottom?
No. But I'm a big Phil Collins fan. You know who that is?
The guitar
Phil
player.
Phil Collins, the drummer?
No. Lead guitarist.
Oh, for Def Leppard.
Yes.
Did she ever hook up with him?
Okay. You ever make a play for him?
No, but I do like sitting in the front row looking at him. He's great to watch play the guitar.
Did you still like
that? Ask her if she cried when Steve
right
Clark
now, he's
died.
In fantastic shape.
Did you cry when that guy lost his arm?
No.
That was really traumatic for me, honestly. But you know, he's one of the best drummers in the industry now. So.
No, he's not.
You're like a Def Leppard freak.
Yeah, kind of am.
Did she cry when Steve Clark died?
Not as bad, though, as I am about the Cowboys.
Did you cry when
Steve,
the guy died
Steve
from the
Clark.
Band, Steve Clark?
Well, I really like his queef? New replacement. I think his first name is like a girl's name. I can't think. Now.
Queef?
Adrian.
First name. What's his first name?
I don't know.
Adrian.
Like a female name. Yes.
Adrian.
Adrian, that's it. You know, he's actually very good, too.
Hang on. Danny, how the hell do you know all this stuff?
Because I grew up with that damn band. Can name all of the members.
Queef.
You got a backup guy that knows what he's talking about back there, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Queef.
Knows much about Queef. Cowboys or
working in?
No, no, we don't really pay attention to them very much. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Putting this all on because I teach school, Queef. You know, don't incriminate me. So
where do you teach?
Don't worry about it. What do you teach?
I teach actually junior high and high
sex
school,
ed,
and I teach video,
porn,
digital media editing classes.
How you have one child?
I have two. I have an older daughter that's 25 and
16. How old are you?
25-year-old. She graduated in 86, Danny, so that puts her
at
47.
47 as of July 13th. I just had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
So back when your kids were smaller,
mm-hmm.
Maybe the infant phase.
Babies.
How did you feed?
My children's all both took bottles. Thanks, but I will tell you a little
bottle.
What
bottom?
What happened?
Trivia about that. This didn't work out.
This is shocking. What did they not? Did they not take to the boob?
I want to hear this trivia.
Just did an attempt with.
Is this breastfeeding
yes,
trivia?
Breastfeeding
yeah,
trivia.
I'll tell you a little trivia about that. Both my children were born on the same day, 39 years and 30 minutes apart.
Okay, but what about the breastfeeding
Mommy,
trivia?
I'm hungry.
Okay. There is none. I didn't.
Okay. All right. Well, damn. Took a shot.
I know. You were really going to get interesting. You were hoping desperately. You know, you're like the TMZ reporter.
Ask her if she's on Tinder.
The drugs and the sex and the rock and roll to all go together.
You hit rock and roll, didn't you?
In my life, it just doesn't. I'm
no drugs, no breastfeeding, but just Def Leppard.
What a
on the
bore.
Other
what
side
a
of
bore.
The line.
Tats? You got any tats?
No, but I want one, and I want a Cowboys helmet.
You should get. You know what you should get? No, don't do it. This is lame. You should get one arm just the arm and. No, just one arm on your arm in honor of the drummer.
What?
No. It's definitely going to be a Cowboys helmet. I'm actually thinking an ankle bracelet tattooed on with
no,
a Cowboys helmet.
No, don't do that.
And then July 2nd for my children's birthday, and. An anchor because I live at a lake and I'm big onto that.
What else?
Okay.
She seems lakey.
All right, sweetie. It's good meeting you. Travel safe. Boomer Sooner, right?
No, I'm not a Sooner fan. I am an OSU fan. That would be Dez Bryant, Dan Bailey, Joseph Randall. That would be those alumni boys.
Has she ever had any of them?
Fair enough. It's okay, Killer. That's Killer screaming in the background.
No,
okay, that's all right.
I don't like Sooners.
Don't worry about it.
Queef.
All right, hey, have fun. With your butt.
Bottom.
All right. That was okay. It's nothing great, but, you know, we'll see.
It's not an awful start.
No, it wasn't awful. Let's see what's going on here. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Valerie Elvine.
Valerie, where are you from?
From Camarillo.
Local. Camarillo, just right down the road, right?
The street, yes.
The Camarillo Jack Hens, right?
The Camarillo
Brios.
What are their nicknames? The high school?
Oh, the Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Scorpions, yes, but I didn't go there.
Where'd you grow up?
In Oxnard.
The Nard, really?
Yes, I did. I grew up in the Nard.
Wow, and you made it all the way out to Camarillo.
I did. I
really busted out.
No, I did.
So what do you do down there?
Actually, I work for an insurance company.
That's boring.
I live out in Camarillo. So.
How old?
Yeah, insurance. Whoops. So how old are you?
Oh, gosh, you don't need to know that, do you?
I don't know. Every girl says that. I really do need to know for statistical
very
purposes
young,
with the Cowboys.
I'm very young, just put it that way.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, I was back from when Troy Aikman was a quarterback.
Oh, so long
him.
Ago.
Yeah, so do I. So
did you ever have sex with
then.
Him?
What's that, Mike?
Did no. she ever have sex with Troy Aikman?
What was your fondest memories of your last Kiss concert?
Did you stop it with the Kiss concerts?
Just do
you
it.
Know, I have herpes.
Have you ever dated a guy with herpes?
No.
Never?
No.
Would you?
No.
Has she ever had the touch of a black man?
Why not? Like a healthy herpes.
What's a healthy herpes?
It's non-communicable. Just that he had it and it's kind of floating around and you may see spots and stuff every now and then.
What are you doing?
He's got a lot of money.
A lot of money?
Yeah.
Is that like related to the Cowboys?
I know a guy on the team with herpes that's single that's looking for a chick from Camarillo.
Really? And he's a Cowboy player?
It's actually a huge demo with the Cowboys. Herpes having Camarillo loving guys.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Sounds like there's a chance here for some love. You got any kids?
3.
No way. You don't look old enough to have children.
That's what I'm saying.
Were you real young when you had them?
Yeah.
How young were you? When was the first one born?
She's 18 right now.
Holy crap. There is no way you're old enough to have an 18-year-old.
You were 9 then.
Yeah, I know.
So how old were you when you had her?
I was quite young. Really young.
15?
Give me an age.
Just really young.
Give me an age.
13.
14.
12.
But you're televising this, so...
No, I'm not televising it. We're not televising
7.
It's just on the radio.
Oh, just on the radio. Okay.
Yeah, it's very casual.
Oh, okay, very casual.
So you were 16.
Okay, that's close. You're close.
You were 15?
14.
God, what a laugh.
That's okay. And then your next one, you were 19?
Yeah.
You were, weren't you?
Very young.
Is the man still around, or did that end?
Yeah, he's working. He's still around.
Oh, he is. You kept him around? You married him?
I did.
Okay, that's cool that it lasted this long. Typically, that doesn't work out very well with young lovers.
Yeah, no. We've been married a long time.
Did your dad hate you after that?
Did what?
Was your dad hating you after that?
After I got married?
After you got pregnant at 14.
No. Stop it.
Stop it. Ask her if she used to eat her boogers.
No.
Danny, shut up. Well, listen, it's been
a
pleasure.
Put him in timeout.
Thank you very much. It was nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you. Enjoy the Cowboys. It'll be a great time. Good luck.
Wireless Danny, timeout.
Yes, you are. You're in wireless timeout with your dumb kiss questions and boogers.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. That's the problem.
All right, one more. We can do one more.
Okay, here's a troika of young ladies. Let's see. Oh, I may be running out of room here. Is this the line of demarcation here?
Yeah, we got you good.
What is
now.
It, 6 feet?
Okay. No, you're good, ladies. You're good. Oh, those girls are too young, aren't they, killer? Yeah, they're too young.
Damn.
There's an age limit here there, buddy. Uh-oh.
You know what that means.
It's time for me to get off the field.
Well done.
What time is it?
05. 06.
Okay. All right.
When?
That's good.
Yeah, I'm showing 05.
Okay.
That's it?
Good stuff.
Segment over?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's cut it short here.
All right. We will have community quick hits coming up next.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
What?
Where we will talk about an event that's coming to Dallas excuse me?
What?
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. 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 I just got in the NFL Network's.
What a mess.
Line of sight.
What?
Uh-oh. We will talk about the event coming to Dallas that has the entire city freaking out.
What?
This is Sports.